You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, our Director of Training and Development, Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking NMFC updates today with Sam Thomas, our Senior LTL Operations Executive. Sam, good morning.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you having me.
How long have you been with Zipline, Sam?
I'll be going on 6 years coming up this April here.
All working in the LTL department, correct?
Yes, sir.
What did you do before Zipline?
I rented apartments on OSU campus, so it's very related.
Okay. Dove right into LTL here at Zipline?
Head first, yep. I was actually hired for a different department, and LTL was needy, so my last day of training, I was thrown into that barrel.
All right, rock and roll.
You knocked it out of the park.
It's fun. I think it works for my personality. I like LTL.
So we're renting apartments, and we're working on LTL. What else? What do you do outside of work?
I'm a big nerd. I spend a lot of time on my computer. I like video games, music, movies, TV. I hang out with my brother. That's what I do most of my time outside of work.
Culture. I like it. So we are talking about NMFC updates. We're going to give it a quick overview. You told me earlier, National Motor Freight Classification, correct?
Yeah, correct.
All right. We knocked that out. Let's talk about a specific numbers, right?
Yep. It's a 6-digit code. It's a descriptor of the freight.
I knew you were going to get to that eventually. So a 6-digit code, it's a descriptor of the freight. Why is it important?
Well, the biggest thing that probably our customers are going to be concerned about is pricing, but it handles a lot of different parts of the freight. It describes it. The four parts are density, handling, stowability, and liability. So it encompasses all of those, and that's why the price is wrapped up in it.
I have a note here. It says it divides freight into 18 distinct classes.
Woo! Yep, there's subclasses for some of the classes.
Okay. What do we mostly ship in our...
So our number is 73260, which is just a very generic foodstuffs category. So a lot of the things that we ship tend to fall under that if there's not a more specific description.
Okay, so like snack food and maybe would beverages fall under there?
Yep, beverages do now. That was one of the big changes that they made this year.
Okay, so that's our CPG expertise, right, Teddy?
There you go.
Say it again. 73250.
73260.
73260.
How impressive that you have that memorized.
We use it a lot.
Do you have all the codes memorized?
No, but that is one of the few that I do know by heart.
I love that.
So let's talk about the updates coming in 2025.
Yeah.
There's some that are being canceled.
Yeah, so there are more that will be canceled. There are a lot. To talk about 2025, we have to start back in 2023 because there was a big push to simplify all this, which is the nice thing. So that's why so many have been canceled. They're making things easier for us. That's why more and more things are falling under that 73260 code.
Okay.
Which is nice.
So there's more that are going to be, they're trimming down the list.
Correct. So there are some that they've broken out into, I have some examples, some more specific categories, but generally what they're doing is cutting down those bigger categories and just lumping them into like the 73260 is a big catch-all.
Gotcha. All right. So you don't have to have the specific codes for just all the, you know, Doritos or nacho cheese flavored chips and tortilla chips maybe before had a different class. They didn't, I know, but that's just an example for the layman out there.
Well, I feel like when I started, NMFCs were not as big of a deal as they are now.
Yep.
It was classes. You focused on the class, and if you had the NMFC, great. It was helpful, but not needed. And I think it was, I don't know, maybe 2019 that I feel like I really started seeing carriers crack down on this and charge back on it, and it kind of came without warning.
Well, that's been my lifetime here.
Yeah.
I got hired in 2019, and it's been a pretty serious thing since then.
Yeah, which I'm still not used to. I'm like, it's fine. Snack food.
Yeah,
that's why
let's get a little more detail.
That's why we have Sam.
Let's dive into it. So let's talk about that, because I know we've mentioned on a previous podcast of how important the class and the NMFC code are. So explain to us why having the correct codes can affect how they can affect the shipments.
Yeah, so
all across the board, right? It's billing, it's everything.
Correct. It's a cascading problem if you get one little number wrong. So NMFCs are really important. That's a big part of why it's really important to work with a partner who understands them really well, because if you get one number wrong, say you put 73261 on your BOL,
yeah,
your freight's misclassed, right? It's misrepresented. You've labeled it as pasta instead of chips, right?
Okay.
So it's going to cost more or less. It's different, is the
right
point. So the NMFC number, like you said, is really important because that it needs to be correct in determining what the freight is. But then the class, like Teddy mentioned, is really important as well, because the class is more of what determines the price. So that is a that's more directly related to how dense your freight is.
Okay. So a freight class, the density, a higher number for the freight class, right? That's 50 to 500, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the higher number is less dense.
Yes. So higher number means more expensive. So
gotcha.
The lower classes, like 60 and 70, is what you'll see a lot for beverages. They're very heavy. They're typically dense. Whereas like potato chips are going to be higher, like class 250, and that's more expensive.
Because there's more liability. You can't stack. They're light and bulky. They take up more space.
Yeah.
There's a lot less product as well. It's more airspace. LTL is all about efficiency. So It's all about using the most space in the most efficient way possible.
Okay. Makes sense.
You mentioned cascading problems. What are some of those cascading problems that can occur if you don't use the correct NMFC code or freight class?
The biggest one is billing, for sure. Yep. But then with billing, it comes a lot of back-end issues. So your freight gets delivered, you get a bill that's wrong, it's too high, you have to pay it the way that things work in LTL before you can dispute it to get your money back because the class is wrong. So you've got to deal with that. You're out the money. Your customer's going to be upset, or you have to eat the money, you know, if they get a higher bill versus you being able to help them out. And then it can take months to get this resolved with carriers, even if it's only a matter of $20 or $30,
You
won't see that for a very long time, which is frustrating.
Would the class or the NMFC code tell a LTL carrier on how to handle it? I mean, we mentioned stackability, so that's a part of this, right?
Yeah. So in a way, I would say insofar as the less dense it is, the more careful they need to be, right? You need to be a lot more careful, again, with potato chips than beverages. Beverages can stand getting knocked into a little bit if somebody bumps into them. And one of the things that are covered by class is the breakability of the freight. So something could be really, really dense, but if it's a very fragile product, it's going to be a higher class because it's more expensive. That also carries more liability for the carrier. So if you have stuff that's worth more, they're going to pay out more if it gets damaged, obviously.
What is the... We're kind of all over the place here today, Teddy.
I love it. I'm really happy about this.
What's the biggest change in NMFC that's happening in 2025? Like, what's the specific product or code that's changing? That was a weird question.
I liked it. It was great.
Well, I don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
They produce some lists of the changes that have been suggested, but until they're ratified, right, we don't know what's going to be changing.
We don't have a stamp of approval yet.
Correct. But the biggest thing right now is, like I said earlier, the push is to simplify things. So to cut down on those different categories, like milk, there were like three or four different categories for milk, not just regular milk versus milk substitute, but solid milk versus liquid milk versus different kinds of liquid milk. So that kind of
dehydrated
stuff,
milk,
right?
Even the packaging can matter too, right?
Yeah, 100%. So that's all getting simplified is the big push of this.
I was going to say, you said milk. You'd think that wouldn't be complicated, but I go grocery shopping, Teddy, am I right?
You know how complicated it is. Well, speaking of the complicated part of this, this is something that I have to go over multiple times when people are onboarding.
Sure.
Whether that is a customer or someone coming into Zipline. And I think it seems annoying. There's a lot of steps. There's a lot going on. But there are so many parallels between NMFCs and classes when we look at the inventory side and SKU level.
Mm-hmm.
This is an extremely important process. If you get, you know, the flavor orange instead of raspberry, it messes up everything. And those codes are really important. So I think it's great that LTL has this system and that they keep, you know, working on it and simplifying it. But this is something that is very important throughout logistics and needs to happen. And for some odd reason, it doesn't happen on full truckload and everything is fine. But
yeah,
I think the fact that there are so many different pieces, so many hands involved when it comes to LTL, literally, moving, right? That this class system really helps with that. But you have to have a good team player to help you with that extra communication. Yes, we know it's class 125, which means it might be a little bit lighter and bulkier. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Okay. But you also need someone putting in the BOL non-stack. Do this. Be very careful and reinforcing that throughout. Mm-hmm. Double checking. So then that way, if something happens, that white noise isn't there.
Yeah, and there are a lot of ins and outs that people might not know about as well. Like there are a lot of provisions that carriers have for putting do not stack on freight. There's other things that you can do as well. If your customers use cones or rounders, then your dimensions of the freight change. So the carrier, if they can't stack other freight on top of it, like you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. they have the ability to take the height up to the ceiling of the trailer. And that is not only going to change the price, it's going to change the class as well.
And when you say cones and rounders, do you mean that's like additional dunnage on the pallet?
Correct. Anything that you would put on top that would prevent other freight from being stacked directly on top of yours. And the thinking is that the carrier can't use that space, so then they can charge you for the space all the way up to the ceiling.
Yeah, that's great. And again, my whole rant, what I was trying to get at is...
Great rant.
This is confusing, and you need someone to help you. This is included in the marketplace that we all work in, but LTL is a little bit of its own animal. And you need to be able to navigate that along with how the market and the industry is moving.
It's a great transition. So keep an eye out for the official ratified NMFC updates from Zipline Logistics. To me, this touches on three of our values as a company. Mm-hmm. All right. So education and experience. We're obviously talking to an expert, an SME, if you will, yep. Sam Thomas. Communication. So we're recording a podcast. You're going to see a blog post about this. We're going to talk to our customers about the changes that are happening. And so we can properly identify those on the BOLs, et cetera, et cetera. And accountability. So we're going to be, we are the logistics provider. We are CPG experts. So we're going to hold ourselves accountable to make sure that we are on top of this information. So if you want to reach out to a provider that is a specialist, please call 888-GO-ZIPLINE or visit us at www.ziplinelogistics.com. Thank you so much, Sam Thomas, for joining us today. If you liked what you heard, please leave a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I think that's it. Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, everybody else, for joining us in another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. We'll see you next time.